This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and EU pile new sanctions on Russia for the Ukraine's second anniversary in Navalny's death. AP correspondent Ed Donahue with more.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions against Russia following the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The State Department is designating three Russian officials the U.S. says are connected to Navalny's death.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
President Biden says the sanctions also target Russian firms that contribute to the Kremlin's war effort, as well as financial institutions. He called on Congress to pass more aid for Ukraine. It stalled in the House.
If the Speaker called for a vote in the House, it would pass easily today. Instead, they went on vacation.
Previous sanctions have increased cost for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, but they appear to have done little so far to deter Putin. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says expect more sanctions.
Today was just the start.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel seeks open-ended control over security and civilian affairs in the Gaza Strip. According to a long-awaited post-war plan by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House also has some ideas about post-war Gaza. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented his two-page document to his security cabinet late Thursday for approval. His ideas were swiftly rejected Friday by Palestinian leaders and run counter to Washington's vision for the war-ravaged enclave. John Kirby, White House National Security Communications Advisor, spoke about post-war Gaza.
We believe that whatever post-conflict Gaza looks like, the Palestinian people should have a voice and a vote in what that looks like through a revitalized Palestinian Authority.
Deep disagreements over Gaza's future have led to increasingly public friction between Israel and the United States, its closest ally.